When the United Methodist Church adopted the call, the commission, the attitude of open minds, open hearts, open doors, some people said, well, you've got to be careful that your mind doesn't open so much that your brain falls out. My response to that tended to be, you need to have your mind mind open enough to have a brain in it. You need to have your mind open enough that you got some gray matter up there, that you got a brain in there that you use. Too many people are too quick when they get to church to just open that door, take the brain out, put it on the shelf, and go on into worship. You got to have that noodle up there, that brain up there, that gray matter up there. You've got to have the whole self, mind, heart, spirit, body. The whole self needs to be a part of our worship, of our study, of our praise, of our service. Hence the proclamation, open minds, open hearts, open doors, is the calling for us to be totally open. Every bit of us open to others, open to the gospel, open to the call. There is indeed scripture for this. And the scripture you can find in today's reading from Luke chapter 24. Then he, Jesus, opened their mind to understand the scriptures. Jesus opened their minds, open minds, to understand the scriptures, to understand the prophets, to understand the law of Moses, to understand the Psalms and the Proverbs, to understand the writings, to understand the Word of God. Jesus opened their minds to understand God's calling, God's Word. Open minds. Open to the Word of God. Open to the presence, the real presence of God. Open to the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. The Word of God incarnate in human flesh. Jesus opened their minds to the Word of God. Open minds. The proclamation, we are called to have an open mind, open to God, open to the calling, open to others, open to what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Not closed, not already decided, not I know it all, I don't need to learn anything else. The more I have learned in the Christian life, the more I have learned that I don't know. I don't know the answers. I don't know all the truth. I have a grasp on the important core of the faith, on the important core of the truth. But every time I think I've got my brain around it, suddenly I discover it's beyond the ability of my God-given faculties to comprehend. My brain, my mind has to be opened because there's no way I can encompass it all. Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Parakletos, as we talked about last week, by the power of the Spirit of Truth, as we talked about last week, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus opens our minds to the amazing truth of God's Word that is beyond the ability of just the gray matter to comprehend. We have to have open minds if we're going to have even the remotest chance of coming face to face with God. Secondly, open hearts. Okay, we can kind of deal with open minds, I guess. That's not that difficult. What about open hearts? Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name. Let's start with the first part of that, repentance. Metanoia in Greek. It means to change. It means to change the mind. Interesting. It means to change the mind, that which Jesus has now just opened. We have to be willing and ready to change the way of thinking, the way of acting, because it's not just a passive position, it's an active one. When we are engaged in that which God doesn't want us to do, sin, we're going the wrong direction. Repentance is, simply put, turning around and going the other way. Turning around 180 degrees and going the other way. Repentance and forgiveness. To truly experience repentance, we must have been forgiven, and we must be ready and willing to forgive. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, we pray in the Lord's Prayer. This repentance, this forgiveness, is the very characteristic of what it means to have an open heart. To be ready and willing to change. To have an open mind opened by Christ Jesus to the amazing mysteries of God. And therefore having an open heart. Ready and willing to change. Ready and willing to recognize the need to be forgiven and the calling to forgive. Open minds, open hearts. What about that open door stuff? Repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in His name to all nations. All nations in Greek, ethnoi, ethnicities, nations, peoples, all non-Jews. In Hebrew, it would have been goyim, to all the people who are outside the covenant community of Yahweh, to all the non-Jewish, non-Hebrew people. We are called to proclaim repentance and forgiveness in His name to all nations. Open door. Open minds, Jesus opens our minds. Open hearts, Jesus opens our hearts when we say yes to repentance and yes to forgiveness. And then open doors, Jesus calls us to proclaim the gospel to all. There you go. That's the Bible support for the United Methodist Proclamation, open minds, open hearts, and open doors. So why can't we, as a denomination, do it? I go to annual conference this year and I'll watch. As my fellow clergy, my brethren and sistren of the cloth, go around with minds closed, hearts closed, and you better believe doors closed to people that they don't think deserve to be a part of the life and ministry of the church. Ooh. And before you think I'm stomping on their toes, I'm joining them in the conversations and the debate in the back rooms and the outer hallways as we talk and we politic and we determine who we're going to vote for general conference and jurisdictional conference, and will I give up my position and standing and my 34 votes to him if then he will later on maybe give up votes to me, and we'll try to trade them back and forth and see what makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little bit. The vomit of church politics. It exists at every level. Local church, district, conference, general conference. It exists at every level. There are no open minds. There certainly aren't open hearts. And the doors are closed and padlocked shut to God's grace. It takes Jesus to rip open the mind. It takes Jesus to perform open heart surgery. It takes Jesus to blow the padlock off the door and open us to a broken and hurting world. That is what we need, by the way. Open heart surgery. We may need a bypass to get around the gunk that is built up in our spiritual arteries. We may need stents to make them wider so that God's grace can flow through and press all the junk and gunk out of the way. We need open heart surgery, or better yet, a spiritual transplant. The bleeding heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need a spiritual transplant of the heart of our God, of our Savior. We need the heart of Christ beating within us. Is there no more open heart than His? There's not. His heart is open to all, for He died for all. My prayer for the United Methodist Church, my prayer for the church, Protestant Catholic, Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox Catholic, my prayer for all those who proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, is that we might truly have Jesus open our minds with the mind of Christ. We might have Jesus truly open our hearts with the heart of Christ. That we might come to the open door of Christ and enter in to His eternal kingdom. May we, as the people of God here at St. Stephen United Methodist Church in Mesquite, Texas, may we, as the people of God here today, cry forth for Christ at the table of our Lord to open our minds, our hearts, our souls, our doors, that we might truly go out, proclaim the gospel, and return with all the children, with all the ethnoi, with all the goyim, with all the people of God. That's my prayer for you. You're good at doing it. Keep doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2011 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.